Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Richland Center.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A government shutdown now underway. At midnight, money ran out to keep the doors open, meaning hundreds of thousands of federal workers are now on furlough with no pay. Most of the wrangling is going on in the Senate, says ABC's Lana Moise.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune is working to get Democrats to cross party lines to get the 60 votes needed to keep the government funded for seven more weeks. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer standing firm with the Democrats, demanding cuts to Medicaid be restored and demanding Obamacare tax credits be extended to prevent millions of Americans' insurance premiums from going up.
President Trump telling the nation's top military generals on Tuesday they should use U.S. cities as training grounds for U.S. troops. 16 more people killed in Gaza airstrikes as Hamas continues weighing the 20-point peace plan put forth this week. At least 69 people killed during an earthquake in the central Philippines. This is ABC News. The world still reacting to the Nicole Kidman-Keith Urban breakup after nearly 20 years of marriage. Here's ABC's Kana Whitworth.
Both superstars in their own right.
All marriages are complicated.
Kidman, an actress, businesswoman, and force in the entertainment industry, spoke often about her love for Urban, a force of his own in music.
Love somebody like you.
I'm so fortunate. I've met somebody that I'm incredibly in love with.
Urban honoring Kidman with his emotional tribute last year at the AFI Lifetime Achievement Awards.
She has a capacity to love like no one I've ever met.
Kidman filing for divorce in Nashville.
Indonesian rescue workers are still searching for survivors from a school collapse in East Java. As many as 90 kids could be trapped. Thousands of supporters came together to honor Charlie Kirk last night as Turning Point USA's college tour returned to Utah for their first time since its founder was assassinated. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
It's here. Today, the Richland Area Farmers Market is open on the large grassy corner of Orange and Court Streets, right across from Center Pharmacy and Quick Trip. From 1:30 until 5:30, shoppers can stroll through tents filled with fresh local goodness. Those who can't make it during these hours can still call or text the market manager at 608-213-3374 to arrange another way to get their favorites. Food Share, EBT, SNAP, and Quest cards are welcome, and thanks to a grant from the Richland County Medical Society. Customers receive bonus bucks every week. Double benefits up to $10 for fresh fruits, vegetables, and herbs at the information table. Kids ages 4 to 17 can join the Youth Food Token Program, sponsored by Richland Rotary Club, and shoppers who bring boomerang bags earn a coupon to spend right at the market. Today's bounty: pumpkins, gourd, squash, garlic, greens, microgreens, breads, pies, cookies, maple syrup, honey, fresh flowers, and more. It's happening today, Richland Area Farmers Market, 1:30 until 5:30 on the corner of Orange and Court. Shop fresh, shop local. See you today.
Horton Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Horton Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
It's the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. You can download the word we're going to give you. Not you, Hank. You can't do it. But everybody else can. It is the key word that can make you a part of the multi-state contest. The Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. And this hour's word is cheer. C-H-E-E-R. Cheer. As we cheer for the green and gold, or we cheer for Phil to get a good quiz score on Tuesday. That's it. Go for the green and gold text to win contest on WRCO. And you can download the Civic Media app, of course. Find WRCO. Or you can also text that to 608-647-4155. There you go. Cheer.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 80, above normal temperatures again, east to southeast winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight, variable clouds, a low of 54. Thursday, partly cloudy to sunny and warmer and a high of 83. Thursday night, a few clouds and mild and 59. And Friday, mostly sunny, breezy, hot, and muggy and a high of 87. In Richland Center, after the earlier reading today of 59, we're down from that on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. It is 50 degrees.
Saving all my love before you come Sunday. Hey, 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 hey,
Lenny Wilson, hang tight, honey. Indeed. A few things to celebrate today on the 1st of October. Here we go. CD Player Day. Now, that is a lost art right there. And I have 12 cases of CDs with 175 in each case. I know. That's a little overkill. So I still have them. Someday, they'll come back in style. I mean, vinyl records have, right? Oh, well, I don't know about that. You can't even get a computer with a drawer anymore that you can play a CD or burn them. You can buy them, but I think you can buy it. They're add-ons. Let's see, what else? Balloons Around the World Day, International Coffee Day, Homemade Cookie Day. Those two go hand in hand. International Raccoon Appreciation Day. There you go. You don't appreciate them when they get in your garbage or mess with your stuff on your back deck, though. It's National Fire Pup Day. It's National Hair Day. National Pumpkin Spice Day. I think some have been celebrating that for several weeks. National Pumpkin Seed Day, World Vegetarian Day, and National Kale Day. My wife June makes kale chips, and she's made those for some of the daycare kids over the years. And the parents will come back and say, they're asking me to make kale chips. They're asking for kale. which I'm guessing that's not on every kid's list, but well, if it's made well, there you go. But unfortunately, the kale crop in Sextonville didn't go all that well. I know the rabbits, they really enjoyed it this year. 7:13 on a Wednesday. Well, we'll see what old Hank's doing, who he's bothering coming up. Here's Scotty McCurry and Hootie and the Blowfish.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September, what I remember most.
Oh, wish I would have met you anywhere but where I did. Some old high-rise town that I won't ever go again. Wish we would have rolled around some old cab and chased them city lights. Hit bars I don't like. We were listening to One More Silver Dollar, hanging out by Silverado. Soon as that bobber hits the water, girl, your memory starts to float. Baby, why'd I ever take the bait and take the places that I love to go? Hell, I never know. I even took you to my hometown to meet my mama. Now I'm gonna see you every time I see that welcome sign. Wish I would've known about now. My Silverado down them roads we used to ride. Wish I would've known it by now. You'd be good and gone, and you'd leave us in a cloud of dust. Can't you see what you're doing, girl? You ruined damn near everything I love. I can't go nowhere near the whiskey, cause you used to drink it with me, and I bet on my truck.
Morgan Wallen, WRCO Radio. Go for the green and gold. Text to win contest. Word of the hour is cheer. C-H-E-E-R, as in all temperature. My mom used to use cheer on my clothes, and she needed a lot of it. Anyway, coming up, we'll see what old Hank's doing. Some Factor Hanko and birthdays and anniversaries for the 1st of October in a few minutes.
This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Think of your furnace as the heart of your home. In the winter, it's essential to bringing warmth. During the summer, it plays an important role in moving cool air from your condenser. And all year long, your furnace could provide constant air circulation to keep you more comfortable. Therefore, it's important to have it serviced yearly by one of our trained HVAC technicians. We service all makes and models. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating today, 647-6345.
WCCU Credit Union's Fall Shred event is on Saturday, October 18th. This is a great time to safely dispose of your confidential documents while helping our communities. WCCU Shredding event is open to everyone. New hats and mittens or free will donations will be accepted at the event to help local organizations in need. Bring us your tax returns, medical records, pay stubs, old checkbooks, junk mail, and any other documents with personal information. The on-site shredding truck will be located in our Viroqua, Baraboo, and Richland Center parking lots on Saturday, October 18th from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. Limit of 3 large boxes per person. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop.
Helping you feel a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Customer Appreciation Days at Oakwood Fruit Farm are happening this Friday through Sunday. Come enjoy a variety of apples for eating or baking, fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, pumpkins, and a bakery stocked with apples, cider, donuts, turnovers, and take-and-bake pies. Every Tuesday, you get 10% off all apple purchases. The Oakwood Fruit Farm team thanks you for your support, and they invite you to celebrate with them during Customer Appreciation Days. They're open 7 days a week, 9 to 5. Just follow the sign south of Ithaca and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Mammograms and mocktails? Yes, Thursdays are for the girls at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Stop by any Thursday in October from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. No appointment needed. This screening service is open to women aged 40 and up who are 12 months past their last test. No appointment is needed. Just bring your health insurance information. Enjoy a free mocktail afterwards to celebrate your good decision. New patients welcome at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
It's Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Mueller & Sons Excavating, the folks who can dig up anything except your lost car keys, and Julie Karen State Farm. She's got you covered even when life throws curveballs or cow patties. Today's show promises more laughs than a goat on roller skates and just enough entertainment to make you forget about that to-do list you're ignoring. Kick back, tune in, and let Wednesday's Roundup give you the midweek giggles you deserve.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
There he is.
Good morning, buddy.
Hank Bray.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yes,
yeah, man.
Yes.
Yeah, good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. So I got a story for you.
Uh-oh.
So you know I went out west for a while.
That's right.
Yeah, back in September. So I ordered glasses. Okay, and because the other ones were all scratched and they got sunburnt, basically.
Oh,
so they sent them in, and when they came in, I didn't know that they were in, so they sent them to my house, which is fine. Well, I didn't have them, and I called the place. Well, we sent them this date. I said, well, I don't have them. Someone stole them. So, and it was just I was left at that. It was like, here we go. So last night, my neighbor, James, you know, the head coach for basketball, baseball, come over with a big old bag of stuff. He goes, oh, yeah, I picked your mail up because it was all over the place.
Oh.
I said, well, thank you. He goes, there's a couple packages in there, but he goes, there's no bills. And if they are, I didn't pay them.
Ah.
So, good guy. He was looking out for me. So he just handed me the bag. Well, inside there, Phil, were these.
Brand new glasses. There you are.
Unreal.
You can finally see.
Huh?
So now have you gone away from the contacts?
Nope. Still trying them too.
Oh, so, okay.
It depends on what I'm doing for the day for contacts.
I see.
So, So anyway.
I see. Like a photo opportunity, you're going to want contacts in. And then for the studios look, you know, Hank Bray studios. Well,
there's never a studious look with me. I promise you that. So anyway.
They're nice and clean.
Yes.
I don't see any fingerprints on them.
Not yet.
No.
I haven't touched them yet.
Until you have to push them up several times today.
It's like this. But I'm starting to slide, follow my nose.
Oh, I see. If you follow your nose, your index finger, then you can push. I see. I need to start doing that.
Can you see me over here?
Not very well. Mine are kind of dirty, too.
It's kind of nice, isn't it?
End of the day, I'll be like, how do these get so dirty? Looks like somebody like rub their hands in hamburger grease.
Without question.
Yes. On my
hey, Phil, do you see me?
Yeah, what's going on?
You can't lick your glasses because you get 500 calories off their grease.
Right off the grease. Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, nice game last night.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the Richland Center girls.
Richland Center
not putting Dodgeville down.
They've played four.
Isn't that
five
crazy?
Set matches in the conference.
This is crazy.
And I think I've called all but one. So
yeah, you had a late night last night,
but they started earlier. It wasn't so bad. They started
8:59. You were starting the fifth set.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I was going to bed.
I think the match broadcast took 2 hours, so it was like 9:15, 9:20.
I was going to bed.
Yeah, you were already in bed. Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
Yeah. I was late to work today.
Past my bedtime.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to comment on something because
not go back.
Now listen. Of all your quizzes, I don't know that I've ever had the response that I did yesterday about Aunt B's pickles.
Yes.
Okay. So many people, I did not talk to anybody that sides with you.
Imagine that.
Yeah. They're all backing me on this one. They're like,
you're not
they're
getting
like,
it, Phil.
And the one guy is like, hang it on the fridge.
Hang it.
And I said, I can't. I can't bypass Hank.
But the question reads, what was Aunt Bee's specialty in the kitchen? Mm-hmm. Apple pie, pickles, fried chicken, biscuits. And I went with apple pie.
Yep.
And your answer was pickles. Mm-hmm. That was in the episode that they were so horrible.
Well, they were bad. Kerosene cucumbers.
They just couldn't stomach them.
Yes.
And it was such a surprise because Aunt Bee was such a good cook. So many people are thinking that I should have this on the fridge.
It's not happening.
Why not?
It's not going to happen.
I mean, what is the...
Nope.
How can pickles be her specialty in the kitchen?
Here's the thing, Phil. All right? It's a question... It was directed towards kerosene pickles. You knew that.
No, I didn't.
Well, because where is it in apple pie, fried chicken, and biscuits says it, that she mentions it, that they have a full episode about it. Her specialty in the kitchen was kerosene pickles.
But they're eating in about every episode. They're eating, you know, one of her casseroles or chicken or biscuits or whatever.
They don't say nothing about it, though.
Well, they do, too. I think in that episode they talk about how good her cooking is, but not her pickles.
But what was the specialty in that?
The specialty?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You don't call her pickles a specialty because they stunk, I guess.
It was a special. They ate them all, didn't they?
No, they didn't. They stick somebody else's pickles mm-hmm. in place? I think they did.
But they ate them all. They didn't throw them away. They had to eat them. And then at the end of the show, she made another batch.
Oh.
Okay. Because...
But I wouldn't say it's her specialty. I don't know. I'm just saying the public was outraged yesterday. And, so, you know, it was interesting. You know,
Hang Hank.
It didn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. Everybody came together in unity, and they all agreed, hang it on the fridge.
So basically, I'm the outcast.
Yeah,
here.
Well, I'm just saying. All right.
I'll take it under review.
Okay. I'm okay. I'll let that. We'll leave it at that then.
All right.
All right.
The reviewers came back. You're thinking that.
Oh, well, what do you do, Hank?
But you know what? It makes your heart feel special when people call and say stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It is pretty neat. So I may have a question like that every week now that you get right. And
there you go.
Look, he ain't getting it. He ain't getting it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Good luck. Yeah, I haven't had a fridge hanger since July now. So.
Is it? That's my fault?
Pretty much.
Hmm. 50% of all country rock songs can be played on the guitar using only three chords. Is that Hank? Or is that truth?
I'll say that's true.
It is true. C sounds easy. G chord, D chord, and C chord. And if you add E chord, you can play 80% of all country and rock songs.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm sure I'll be fact-checked on that one.
I tried to take guitar lessons, but
did you?
I couldn't even master one chord.
Yes.
You know? Oh, boy.
Coffee beans come from the pods of the coffee tree.
They're beans. I don't think so.
No,
I
it's not. Well, we'll spill the beans. Coffee comes from the pit inside the coffee cherry. So to be accurate, they are coffee seeds.
Oh. Okay.
Which is kind of neat. So the pods, you have to open the pods.
I see.
Kind of like a, what is it? Kind of like a, what are those big, like a pea.
Oh.
You have to open the pods to get the peas out.
Black-eyed pea?
No.
No.
Just the regular peas, like the green
pod?
Peas? Yeah.
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 Okay.
All the pods in there? Yeah.
Sure.
All right. When President Ford's dog, Liberty, soiled the carpet in the Oval Office, Ford had the carpet replaced, not clean, at a cost of $80,000.
I don't know. That sounds pretty wacky.
I'll say
no.
It's not, Phil. Nice job. Ford cleaned the mess himself, saying, no man should clean up after another man's dog. Great pet parent president.
Oh, man. Well, that was nice.
But it's true.
By the president.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, no one should clean up after their...
No.
I shouldn't have to go out in the yard and clean up other people's messes in my front yard.
Right. No.
I usually try to... get on my mower and split them in the road.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The problem I have is with my own children's dogs.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And in fact, in particular, one of them. And
would you like to say it on the air?
No, I don't want to say which kid it is.
Which granddog? What granddog?
Samson.
Is he a big guy?
He's a big guy. And you'd swear after they leave... that I had an elephant in the front yard. That's all I can say. Scoop. Good thing I still have a scoop shovel.
Yeah,
that's all I can say.
You scoop them in the road and
no,
put them on your garden.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Brussels, Belgium runs a regular bus service to a mystery location. Brussels, Belgium, okay, runs a regular bus service to a mystery location.
I'm going to say that's not true.
It's not.
It's
boy, you're all
wacky.
It's just a load of waffle. But the truth that the mystery is just a regular shop in the city.
Ah, all right.
So, yeah. Teaching a baby sign language will increase their IQ, Philip.
I got to believe that's true.
It is.
Yeah.
You don't say.
I have a couple of grandsons that know sign language.
A lot of people are
like
teaching them.
Yes. You know, those kind of things.
Like this?
Yeah. Remember? Yeah, yeah. Or like rubbing their tummy, you know, and I'm like, what are they doing?
You remember Meet the Flockers?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm just going to say it. When the little boy had to poop, he had his finger, it looked like a thumbs up, and then he takes his other hand and go.
Oh, like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't remember that part of it.
Yeah, I remember all the. Huh. I'm surprised you don't remember that.
I don't, no. Huh.
On Meet the Flockers.
It's been a while since I've seen that one.
Really? Well, we're running out of time. Cockroaches can and do live on submarines.
Oh, I bet they do. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, they do. And if all goes wrong, they can survive up to 40 minutes without breathing.
Is that right?
That's kind of like me with my sleep apnea.
Number of sleep interruptions in an hour?
Yeah, 36 was mine.
36?
Yeah.
Wow. I think I got you beat.
Do you?
I believe I did.
Yeah, I liked it. When I do something, I like to do it full before, you know?
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, so any plans tonight? Your night off?
A few things here and there. Busy day.
It is a busy day.
A few things action-packed into the day.
Busy weekend?
Sure. Yeah.
My goodness.
Get
Color Fest, Homecoming Ithaca, Homecoming mm-hmm. Richland Center.
Yeah.
Oakwood Fruit Farms Customer Service Appreciation. Chicken Ridge is open.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Is something going on downtown?
Oh, yeah, a little something or other. Of course, Center Color Fest and the Night Parade. We have Homecoming Parade at 3 on Friday for Richland Center.
Yeah.
Riverdale at 2, yep. Yeah. Ithaca's is at 10:30 Saturday morning.
I'll be busy.
Yeah, you will. You're going to try to make all the parades for
I'm
us.
I'm going to try to, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my goal.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, but, you know, you're not even going to register. You're just going to pull your truck in, you know, and like
I'll be the eight, it'll be hey, the kids. It'll be the razor.
Yeah. Oh, the razor.
Yeah, I got the razor ready to go.
Okay.
So.
I think it'd be better if you rode a horse through the parade, you know that.
Oh yeah.
10-gallon hat.
Yeah, the 10. I got a 12-gallon hat, Phil.
12-gallon hat.
In case I fall off, it's like a parachute.
Oh, nice.
Buddy, have a great day. Everybody be kind.
That's Hank Bray.
Renting your place? Then it's time to protect your space. With renter's insurance from Julie Karen State Farm, you can cover what matters most: your furniture, electronics, clothing, and more. And for a price that's surprisingly affordable. Whether it's a small apartment, a college rental, or your first home away from home, we make it simple. Plus, you'll get the remarkable local service you can always count on. Call or text Julie Karen State Farm today or start your quote at juliekarens.com. Renter's insurance that protects your things and brings you peace of mind. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At USA Mortgage, we get it. Not everyone has 20% down or perfect credit. That's why we're proud to be ranked among the top FHA, VA, and USDA mortgage lenders in the country. Whether you're a first-time buyer or starting over, yes, you can buy a home. Don't believe us? Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 608-738-8765. That's 608-738-8765. Let's make home happen.
If you're looking for a fresh career opportunity, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring now. With competitive wages, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to grow with a leader in the industry. Enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on day one. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 until 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call 608-588-9831 today.
This Wednesday, starting at 11:30 a.m., the Richland Cattle Center hosts weekly consignments featuring fresh cows, two-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, and baby heifer and bull calves. Cattle are received 7 days a week. Daily updates are available at the Richland Cattle Center website. For more information, call Junior Hipsch, 608-585-3700. Richland Cattle Center, your trusted source for quality livestock.
This day in history, in 1890, Yosemite National Park established by the U.S. Congress, 1890 the year. 1957, the motto, In God We Trust, began appearing on U.S. paper currency. Walt Disney World opened near Orlando in 1971. And one other iconic moment, 1975, Muhammad Ali defeated Joe Frazier in the Thrilla in Manila, the last of their three boxing bouts for the heavyweight championship. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes today from the Bloom City Town Crier to Scott Wilson, also to Leah Hirschfield from the Beulah Wesleyan Church. We pull a new calendar off for several of our friends today. Here's a happy birthday wish for Jerry Lynn Arthurs from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Fred Goplin from Paul and Lou. Have a great day today. Wishes today to Kim Goplin, to Scott Thomas, John Geisler, Ralph Torgerson, and Kent Lawton, and Christopher and Casey Jarr from the Richland Center Lions. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions wishing the best to Bryn Ennis and Fred Goplin, Jerry Steadley, Emily Thomas, Caden Wallen, and Jane Irish. Happy anniversary, Lindsay and Jeff Lamont. Happy birthday anniversary greetings. Thank you so much for sending them our way. Here's one for Rowan and Dan Imhoff. Enjoy your special day. Love you from Grandma Jean. And to Ryan and Megan Plemer today. Happy ninth to our daughter and son-in-law. Congratulations on having a wonderful family and for giving us the best gifts in the world. Hayden Maverick. Love from Mom and Dad, and a happy ninth. And to Cody and Courtney Willis, have a great day today. All the best from Mom and Dad and all your family and friends. And I believe it's nine for them today as well. So to Cody and Courtney, have a great anniversary today.
Diamonds, gold, silver, custom jewelry, and don't forget, diamonds. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we are overloaded with diamonds for sale. With the recent rise in popularity of lab-grown diamonds, all diamonds have come down in price nationwide. So we are dropping our prices of diamonds and ready to send one home with you. We are liquidating our collection of awesome diamonds. Would your wife like an updated diamond? Does your girlfriend want to get engaged? Has she always wanted a set of killer diamond stud earrings? Maybe someone in your life would like a diamond solitaire necklace. Lower prices, local service, financing options, and the best smiles. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Ready to buy your first home? Let Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin be your guide. From expert advice and home buyer education to financial support and down payment assistance, we're here to walk with you every step of the way. Don't navigate the process alone. Let us help turn your dream of home ownership into a reality. Call 608-647-4949 today to get started.
51 degrees at WRCO, 20 minutes before 8. We're headed toward 80 later on.
Woo-hoo! Hear that? That's what having fewer hot flashes and night sweats can sound like. Veozah is the number one prescribed hormone-free treatment FDA approved for moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms, also known as hot flashes and night sweats, due to menopause. Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's Veozah.com.
As the winter months roll in, you or your loved ones may want to consider spending them with us at Schmidt-Woodland Hills. Our getaway package allows you to receive extra help only in the months you may need it. Spend up to 3 months with us enjoying a furnished apartment, weekly housekeeping, meal services, and an excellent care staff. If you're interested, call 608-647-8931 for more information today.
More backlash today on the Aunt B pickle question. In fact, one of our listeners said, look up the word specialty. So we did. A pursuit, area of study, or skill to which someone has devoted much time and effort and in which they're an expert. Okay, Aunt B's specialty in the kitchen. She obviously was not an expert at pickles. Thank you for that backup. We appreciate that from one of our concerned listeners today. For our special couples, old Freddie Hart on WRCO.
So sexy looking, I know from the feeling that it comes from the heart.
Easy loving,
every day's Thanksgiving to count all my blessings. I wouldn't know where to start. Every time I look you over, so real to life it seems. Upon your pretty shoulders, there's a pair of angel wings.
Easy loving,
seeing's believing. Life with you's like living in a beautiful dream. Every time I look you over, so real to life it seems. Upon your pretty shoulders, there's a pair of like living in a beautiful dream.
Happy birthday today to Kayla Herbers. We wish you all the best from Brandy and Sherry and Susie and Sharon, and we hope you don't have a wipeout this year. Have a great day, Kayla, on your birthday, and we salute everybody celebrating today. Again, our word to text in this hour is cheer. If you haven't done that, you have until 8 o'clock to send that along via the text through the Civic Media app or 608-647-4155. And this is Phil Nee wishing you the best. Have a great Wednesday.
If you or someone you love needs a little help getting up and down, we now carry Mega Motion lift chairs at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. These are FDA Class 2 medical devices designed to support individuals with mobility challenges safely and comfortably. With smooth lift and recline features and supportive design, they offer both independence and peace of mind. Stop in and see the difference a truly supportive chair can make. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is 51 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Patchy fog early in the river valleys, otherwise variably cloudy with above normal temperatures again, a high of 80. Tonight, variably cloudy with a low of 54. In Richland Center, after a low of 50, we're back up to 51 degrees.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We are having our annual Milwaukee Day sale on Thursday, October 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our Richland Center location only. Buy select Milwaukee tools and receive special free items. Pick up an M18 compact brushless two-tool combo kit or an M18 Fuel 14-inch top handle chainsaw and get a free M18 red lithium battery. Plus, M12 heated gear is now available at our new lower price. These deals are only available Thursday, October 9th, and refreshments will be served to all attendees. Please don't miss this, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Three people died in a fiery crash Saturday morning. Around 10:35, the Sauk County Communications Center received a call for a single-vehicle traffic accident on Coon Bluff Road, just north of County Highway P in Dolona Township. Preliminary reports indicated that a vehicle was northbound on Coon Bluff Road at a high rate of speed, lost control, and entered a wooded area. The vehicle immediately started on fire. During the investigation, it was discovered there were three occupants in the vehicle. All three subjects sustained fatal injuries. Names of the deceased are being withheld at this time. This incident remains under investigation by the Sauk County Sheriff's Department. Delton Fire, Dells Delton EMS, and the Sauk County Coroner's Office assisted the Sheriff's Department at the scene. A community forum was held in Richland Center this week to update residents about the Richland School District, Simons Recreation Complex, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, the City of Richland Center, and Richland County. The main consensus among the panel was that demographics, as well as housing and construction, are hurting the community. Mayor Todd Coppernall.
What I want you to know is that the root issue that has put your city, your county, your school district, your township, your village, under tremendous financial pressure. The root problem is at the state level, and that's because they're not reacting to it. So they passed this law 14, 15 years ago, before all this inflation. So you go pay your bills with a little bit more than 15 years ago money after all of this happened to the cost of everything. That's where we're all at. So then you look at your budget and you say, the state mandates things like police, fire, ambulance, all makes sense. Streets, right, makes sense. Government should provide those things. But in this conversation, those are things that can't be cut from the budget. They shouldn't be, but the point is you can't. So when cost of police, fire, ambulance, streets went up like everything else, as much as it did, it now takes up most of your tax money, if not all of it.
All entities are working on a common problem, funding. Coppernall stated the culprit for not getting more funding from the state goes back to Act 10 with the phrase net new construction.
So how much new construction do you think we're going to get out here just organically? We didn't get the interstate. We are not Madison or La Crosse. We are not really a suburb of either one. We are exactly halfway between them in the hills. So that net new construction thing, it's like they were messing with us. If you think about that, we have to go get everything that gets built here. We have to lobby for it and fight for it. So there's three new homes under construction in Richland Center right now, which is like the most we've had at one time in forever, and it's three. I'm in my sixth year as mayor, I can think of 10 new homes, which is a dramatic uptick from where it was in the 5 years before that. And that was really hard to get, because 33%, almost 34% of the acreage in our city has been labeled as floodplain by FEMA, which means you can't build there. You know you can't get water pressure to the top of these hills? And what are we surrounded by? Steep hills, right? You can't build up there. And you don't want them to. We don't want to lose our wooded hillsides. There are, that's what we are in our beautiful place. So where do you build? And everybody said, the mayor, it's so easy where you build. Build over there, that's floodplain. I didn't know that. Build over there, that guy won't sell his land. We've asked five times. So tell me again how easy it is to find places to build, because we've only been doing this for years, trying to figure it out. It doesn't work like that. If it was that easy, it would already be built, because we know what we need and we've been trying to get it built. It's very difficult here. So you build where you can, because you have to, because the law says you have to. Because if you don't build new things, you don't get new money. Through the law they passed with the phrase net new construction, nobody here is responsible for that.
He urged everyone in attendance to contact their state representatives.
Tell your representatives at the state to get on the stick, to wake up to what they're doing to rural parts of their own state, because they're strangling us, all of us. Under this net new construction mess, we need $40 million in new property in a year. If I have your attention now, that's because I did it on purpose, to make sure you know what we're all dealing with. And when I say we, I mean everybody you can see up here right now, because we have been for years. It just reached that point where I have to say it as directly as I can, because we got to get your attention, guys. You're going to have to tell your city, your county, your schools, mostly your city and county, what you want them to be, what you want them to provide, because everything you've known them to provide is under assault by state law mixed with inflation. So everything that's been provided will not be provided. Some things can't be provided because cuts have to be made.
We'll hear from other panelists in later newscasts. New changes have officially gone into effect for Wisconsin's Supplemental Nutrition Program for women, infants, and children. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, the changes implemented to the WIC program on Monday will offer recipients expanded food choices, more options for special diets, and additional support for healthy eating habits. Among the changes are an extra $3 for fruits and vegetables, more options for infant foods, and more whole grain options for women who are pregnant, breastfeeding, or postpartum. A pair of Democratic state lawmakers have introduced legislation to guarantee residents the right to access contraceptives. State Senator Dianne Hesselbein and State Representative Lisa Subek introduced the Right to Contraception Act on Friday. The proposed bill would prohibit state or local government entities from implementing any laws that would make it more difficult for residents to obtain contraceptives or information. The state legislation is similar to federal legislation on contraception access that was introduced earlier this year. A group of Republican state lawmakers have introduced legislation to legalize the use of medical marijuana. The proposed legislation would create a new state program allowing growers, processors, labs, and dispensaries to obtain a license to legally produce and sell medical marijuana. The bill would also establish safeguards to ensure only people who have a medical need for it can gain access to it. The lawmakers say people with chronic illness should not need to cross state lines to try alternative medicines. Medical marijuana is legal at some level in most other states. With the federal student aid application period opening in October, a Wisconsin nonprofit is reminding residents of the services they offer to help borrowers across the state. The Wisconsin Coalition on Student Debt, or Debt Smart, seeks to help Wisconsin students navigate the loan process with free practical tools and a helpline. Organization officials also say Wisconsin residents have a lower than average amount of student loan debt, but there's still a great deal of confusion around pandemic-related forbearances and changes to income-driven repayment plans. The Kiwanis Club of Richland Center will be holding a pancake supper this evening. The all-you-can-eat pancake supper will be held from 5 to 7 at the Richland Center Community Center. Richland Center City Utilities Water Department is again flushing water mains this week. Today's schedule includes Burton Street to the Highway 14 bypass and Main Street to the east. Also included today will be the Booster Station area, Story Drive, Summit Drive, the east end of 7th and 8th Streets, Cedar Street, Valley View Drive, and 2nd to 4th Streets east of Cedar Street. During flushing, the entire water system, not just the day's covered flushing zones, may experience rusty or cloudy water and may have reduced water pressure. The water is safe to drink but could discolor clothes when washing.
We had a lot of fancy dresses, some prom dresses.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Today is Wednesday, October 1st. Georgine Hausner, age 85, died September 22nd. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial to follow. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green today from 4:30 to 7, with a rosary to be prayed at 6:30. Friends may also call at the church tomorrow from 10 until the time of service at 11. Feel free to wear your Green Bay Packer or Wisconsin Badger sporting apparel to the visitation. Memorials may be made to the Community Food Pantry of Spring Green, St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green, Sauk County Right to Life, Wisconsin Right to Life, and Breast Cancer Research. Georgine Hausner, age 85. Sharon Walker, 88, of Lafarge, died Sunday at the Northland Nursing Home. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church. Burial will be at the Bear Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Lafarge Free Methodist Church, Lafarge Ambulance, or the Lafarge Senior Citizen Meal Site. The Vasateg Funeral Home and Crematory in Lafarge is serving the family of Sharon Walker, 88, of Lafarge. Jeffrey Carl Lorish, 43, of Madison, died August 15th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at Club Lamarck in Madison. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service assisted the family of Jeffrey Carl Lorish, 43, of Madison. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel, died Wednesday at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral services will be held next Wednesday, October 8th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, next Wednesday, October 8th, from 10 until the time of service at 11. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel. Ron Daly, 80, of Blue River, died Sunday at Soldiers Grove Nursing Home in Soldiers Grove. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Ron Daly, 80, of Blue River. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87, of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois, died Monday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, October 11th at 11 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, October 11th from 10 until the time of service at 11. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87, of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois.
Fall into savings during the Fall Savings Frenzy at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Come see the 2-in-1 laundry set that can do it all, starting at $6.49 each, $24.90 Highway 14, next to Goodwill, or online anytime at townandcountryrc.com. Fall into savings during the Fall Savings Frenzy at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Come see the 2-in-1 laundry set that can do it all, starting at $6.49 each, $24.90 Highway 14, next to Goodwill, or online anytime at Town & Country.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9. Richland Center, Wisconsin is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The federal government is closed. Roughly 750,000 federal workers expected to be furloughed without pay, some potentially fired by the Trump administration. Some things are still open, says ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
National parks are open for now, but could face staff shortages. The Smithsonian will be open until at least October 6th. And in 1 week, that critical WIC program, which gives nutrition assistance to 7 million low-income women and their children, is set to run out of funding.
President Trump's immigration crackdown and some